We're doing the Chafetz Chaim Ne'avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim was discussing the great weight that the Torah gives to this balance of having Torah together with Chesed. And he discussed that this is one of the prime concepts of Judaism, and he proved it from the Gemara that discusses the Aleph Beis. You remember Aleph Beis, learn Torah. Aleph is to learn. You guys remember Aleph is to learn. Beis is Bina, understanding. Gimel is to be Gomel, to do kindness. Dalit is the poor, Dalim. So he continues and says, we're up to the second section, the 12th chapter, and we'll dedicate our learning this morning to Sarachai Bat Tanya Kohen. And look also the great wages of Torah when it's balanced with kindness. The Gemara goes on to tell us about the other letters, how we understand in their order what they teach us. And the Gemara continues there and says, The Gemara says about these letters, Zayin Chet Tet Yud Kaf Lamed, if you do what we just said in the beginning, Aleph Bet, Aleph learn, Bet is Bina, and balance that with Gimel Dalet, Gomel Dalim, helping the poor, so then the outcome is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zanotcha, Zayin means to feed, Zayin is feeding, Hashem will feed you, Chet, Hashem will give you Chain, V'chanotcha, Hashem has extra compassion over you, I'm sorry, Tet mitiv lecha, Hashem does good for you. Yud, Hashem will give you an inheritance. Noten lecha yirusha. The Gemara says, whoever deals in Torah and Chesed will get all of these things. And then Kaf lamet keter leolam haba, that Hashem will tie a crown on this person's head in the world to come. Kavanat kol zeh, what the Gemara is telling us in all this, haynu shelo yachshov adam shal yidei asiyat tzedaka v'chesed yitmet mamono. A person shouldn't think, you know, if I do these acts of kindness, I'll end up losing my money. Then I'll have less food. So the Torah first says, you should know Hashem will take care of your food. A person might say, if I learn Torah, where am I going to sustain my family from? That's why it says, Hashem will feed you. Because he does kindness, Hashem will give him more blessing in what he does. As our sages taught, Aser bishvil shetit asher. You take off your tithe, you give off your charity, and then Hashem will help you with your wealth. And the same holds true for kindness as we wrote earlier. And the same holds for learning Torah. When a person is always learning, he won't lose from that. וכמו שאמרו חז"ל, as our sages taught, שעל זה ציווה הקדוש ברוך הוא לגנוז צנצנת המן, להראות לדורות הבאים. That God commanded Moshe to take a flask, a pitcher filled with man, and hold it, so that future generations will see that when people are doing what God wants, He takes care of their parnasa. Now, a person has to be on the right level for all of this to work. You know, if you or I would try this, if we'd say, okay, now I'm learning Torah, God, you take care of everything. And then 2 days later, we'd wake up and say, hey, where are my Cheerios? You have to be on that level in many ways. I'm not sure that a person should say this, take this plainly and just think he can apply it. You have to be on the level to apply it.